Hi everyone, welcome back. In today's section, we are going to look at the different approaches about how we can do scheduling. Basically, they are the frameworks which we are going to do, project management frameworks which you can adapt so that you're scheduling the project accordingly. Okay, so in this section, we are going to look at agile and hybrid kind of a scheduling approaches, the principles around agile scheduling, frameworks which are used, metrics, tools, approaches, and then the different scheduling and trackings in hybrid projects. Okay, so first of all, when we talk about the framework or the techniques or scheduling techniques which you are adapting to different methodologies, first comes the traditional waterfall way of working, or waterfall approach or waterfall methodology. It is a linear sequential phase. Okay, linear sequential is one after another, finish to start. Once one activity finishes, next will start, next will start, next will plan. Okay, it assumes that requirements are very clear and stable at the start of the project itself, and emphasizes detailed upfront planning. So unless and until, it's like, you know, you freeze the scope and work on developing that scope over a period of time. So effectiveness of this will happen only when there is a repetitive kind of a work, or you know what is going to be delivered in the product or service which you are making. Is like, you know, making a soap. You know what kind of soap you want to make, what is the shape, what is the fragrance, everything you know about it, and then you have to just deliver to the customer. Okay, that is traditional way of working, right? So in traditional way of working, the challenge was that in today's world, there are a lot of uncertainties which have been introduced in the market. Price war, competition, you know, then the products which are being sold using e-commerce platforms, because of which, you know, the products from international markets are also available in Indian context. So what will happen in that case? Just following the traditional way of working doesn't suffice, because you have to keep on adapting, changing the things. So today's world, rigid schedule, you know, scheduling is an obstacle. It will not work. Okay. So you have to be adaptive. Okay. So what happens in a traditional way of working? Let's look at that. Okay. So let's look at traditional way of working. What used to happen in traditional? So traditional way of working works like this. One activity completed, next activity will start. Once this is completed, next activity will start. When this is completed, next activity will start. This is traditional way of working. If you remember, we talked about different life cycle phases of project, which was initiation, then planning, okay, execution, monitoring and controlling, and then closure. So everything happens in a sequence. If you look at this diagram, what is it depicting? The activities are happening one after another, and it is giving you a imagination. You know, if you imagine this, it looks like a waterfall. One after another, activities are being done. Okay, this is called waterfall way of doing things, right? So what happens? In initiation, there might be certain activities. So if I have to decipher it in a more precise way, let's look at this, you know, in a different perspective. Now, what happens in here? So you have this initiation phase. There might be different activities which you have to do in initiation stage. Once those activities finish, then only you can go to planning. In planning, there might be certain activities, right? So what happens in scheduling is you will create a schedule in which, this is let's say your schedule, in which all the activities related to initiation will be recorded. Then only when this activity is finished, your next activities for planning will start, which will be depicted in a Gantt chart kind of a format. And this way you will keep on creating the schedule, right? So this is waterfall way of working. I hope you understood. This is just a high level understanding, you know, you need to have about how things work. It's sequential, one after another, linear basically. Okay, right. So let's continue. Okay, so after the waterfall way of working, the agile scheduling way of working was introduced. Iterative and incremental way of planning in short cycles or sprints. And continuous feedback was introduced in the feedback loops were created and introduced to adjust the schedule. This is called agile way of working. Agile is iterative, incremental way of doing things. Hybrid scheduling. Hybrid scheduling involves strength of predictive or traditional waterfall way of working and adaptive way agile methods combined together. Okay, it is a high level planning, maybe using milestone, using traditional technique, and low level task done using agile techniques. Okay, this is how it works. So advantages: shifting from rigid plan driven execution to adaptive customer way of working, which allows you to work in a flexible environment. So what this means is, let's look at that in a next slide. Okay. So in here, when we think about agile way of doing things, if you remember in the earlier section, I talked about initiation, planning, execution, monitoring, control, and closure activities being done. So what happens in here? Let's look at that. In agile, okay, instead of doing the work from start to end, so waterfall, what happens in waterfall? Okay, the activities are done in sequence. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. They are done in sequence. This is waterfall way of working. In agile way of working, the change which happens in here is this loop of initiation, planning, execution, monitoring and controlling. I'm just giving you an example so that you understand. And closure. This loop are done in a repetitive manner. What do you mean by repetitive manner? Let me give a simple example. Okay. So this project was to create a website. Okay. So in making a website, you first initiated the project. Then you planned the website, what the website should have, then you started creating it, you kept on monitoring and controlling, and then you delivered this website to the team or the customer. Okay, so assuming that it was worth effort of around 6 months, okay, your project started at day zero and completed at the end of 6 months. So customer will be able to see website at here at the end of 6 months. Now in agile way of working, okay, they say, why should customer wait for the website to be visible at the end of 6 months? I should show it to customer. I should show something to the customer at the end. No, at the start. Because cost of changing something at the end of 6 months here is very, very high, right? So this loop of initiation, planning, execution, monitoring, control becomes shorter. Okay, so what happens in an agile way of working or Scrum way of working is our feedback loops are introduced. And what happens in here, I'm going to divide this in a 6 month cycle, I'm going to divide in 1 month each. Okay, right? So 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 and 6. Just ignore my drawing skills, you know. But so these are the 6 months time. And in each of this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6. Okay. This deliverables which we are going to give to the customer in form of a website at a end of the first month itself here, I'm going to give to my customer a landing page of my website. So in this 1 month, all initiation, planning, execution, monitoring and controlling, and closure activities will be done for only landing page of my website. In the second month, in addition to landing page, I'll add a functionality of my products. So again, initiation, planning, execution, monitoring and controlling, and closure activities will be done and shown to the customer. Now customer will see this and give his feedback back to the team. Now this feedback will be fed back. At this point, the feedback from the customer will be fed again back to the team, and they will replan this stage. Okay, in here they will say that the landing page is good, but the logo doesn't look good. Can you redesign the logo? Can you do that? So what I will do is, I will have landing page plus products plus logo will be created in month number 3. Okay, so you look at what is happening. Okay, it is being done in iterations. Okay, work is being done in iterations. So all activities which we saw, the waterfall way of working activities, these activities are being repeated in cycle here again and again. Okay, so initiation, planning, execution and all the activities are being repeated in each cycle, each stage or phase. This cycle is called a sprint in an agile framework called Scrum. In agile framework, there are different frameworks which are available, like Kanban, Scrum. So the Scrum frameworks call it as a sprint. So this is sprint number 1, this is sprint number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And each of the sprint, you adapt according to the customer requirements. Change something, do. So this point, you have feedback loops. Again, you have input from the customer and their feedback. So your time remains fixed. The scope keeps on changing. But in here, your scope was fixed, right? Your time was fixed, scope was fixed, cost was also fixed. So in Agile, what happens is, your cost is fixed, time is fixed, scope keeps on changing. Right? I hope you understood this. Right? So this is Agile way of working. In hybrid, what you do is, in hybrid, okay, a hybrid way of working, let's say your initial stage when you are working, okay, you might adapt to different way of working. Hybrid means here, in the first iteration of planning, it might be planning because I'm not very clear about what is going to happen. Okay, so I will follow waterfall way of working. Okay, next also I will follow waterfall because I don't have much clarity. Okay, in third I will adapt to agile. This is hybrid way of working. So taking both, best of both together, that is hybrid way of working. So adapting to agile as well as the traditional way of working. Right? Okay, I hope you understood this. Let's continue. So traditional way of working, agile scheduling planning approach is detailed and upfront. We understood that. And in agile, it is incremental and adaptive way or iterative kind of working. Scope is fixed. Your scope is evolving or changing. Schedule control, baselines and milestones are created here. Sprints and velocity. Velocity is speed at which the team is creating the product or service. Change management is formal and restrictive. Here, adaptive and continuous. So we welcome changes. In Agile, they welcome changes because then the product is more to the expectations of the customer. Okay. Build. Best suited for predictive projects, the traditional way of working, and for dynamic projects, it is agile way of working, right? So principles around agile way of working is emphasis, flexibility, cooperation, collaboration, continuous improvement. Treat schedule as dynamic, evolving, plan focused on value delivery. Enables team to respond effectively because there are feedback loops, again created. Key principles: iterative and incremental planning, work planned in short cycle sprints or iterations, what we call time boxing. Remember, what do you mean by time boxing? The sprint itself is called a time box. It finishes when the time finishes. So 1 month, at the end of 1 month, I will deliver something to the customer. I keep on doing that again and again. Adaptive scheduling, changing according to the feedback from the customer. If you remember, I told you. Stakeholder collaboration, frequent interactions are more easy because, you know, customers are involved in every decision making. Value-based prioritization, you know, tasks which are more important. As I said, logo doesn't need good. No, I need to revamp that. If you remember, Godrej had their logo. No, people know about this. If you look at their logo now, the wordings or the font or has been remaining the same, only the colors have changed. The trust has been built up. Okay? Something similar to this. Prioritization, value of business, you know, urgency, all these things should be taken into consideration. Self-organizing team, team estimates, continuous measurements, you know, improvement. These things or metrics which are used in Agile, you know, have to be considered. Okay. Benefits, rapid. Fast, it is very fast, you know. Feedback loops are created, shifting priorities, you know. So customer might feel, you know, logo is more important because we are revamping the website, let's revamp the logo also. So priorities, changing priorities can be handled very easily. Okay, stronger alignment between outcomes and business objectives. So if you want to make a brand out of this, and a new brand out of this, can be easily done. Okay. Encourage innovation, adaptability, and customer-focused delivery. Agile framework, again, you know, provides structural methodology for planning, execution, tracking the project. Define roles, events, artifacts, metrics, guidelines, you know, in a whole set of the way of working, the iterations has been explained, you know. There are product backlogs created. The backlog is a requirement document. And then the requirements are passed on to the team, which pick up the prioritized requirements. If you remember, I talked about Moscow. Must have, should have, could have, won't have for now. You know, this Moscow principle applied, and then the important requirements are picked up for development in a sprint. Okay, so supports iterative planning, continuous feedback loops, you know, useful mainly in software, but it's not a case that it cannot be used in other industries. Other industries are also adapting to this agile way of working. The common frameworks for agile are Scrum, Kanban, XP, Lean, and SAFe. Okay, Lean, Agile, and SAFe. So agile scheduling frameworks, which use, you know, I just now explained to you, product backlog is created, which contains a list of requirements. And then when the list of requirements are, then the high priority requirements are picked up and then taken for the sprint planning. The sprint planning is done. Team starts working on those requirements. Those requirements are stored in a sprint backlog, and then those backlog items or requirements are worked during the sprint, and then the feedback loop is created to check with the customer if the product is satisfying the expectations set by the customer. So this is the loop which we are talking about. Okay. So iterative incremental, I have been talking about this iterative incremental adaptive way of working. Product backlog contains a prioritized list of features or requirement. Scheduling guided by priority order, Moscow, right? Fixed task, no fixed task sequence, but prioritization principles are applied. Key events, sprint planning, where team selects the backlog items which will go into the sprint, okay, will be worked on the sprint, okay, or that time box within 1 month, what they are going to work on. That comes into the sprint backlog. Daily stand-up. Daily stand-up meeting is a meeting between the team where they discuss what went well, what went bad, and what I can do to improve the work which I'm doing. Okay, identifying blockers, basically this is internal team meeting, but it, you know, openly discusses, like, you know, everybody standing and completing. It is a 15 minutes meeting, not more than that. Sprint review, stakeholder assess if the product is completed or the work which was decided for the sprint is completed. Sprint retrospective, what we can do good in the next sprint, what happened, you know, what would be able to deliver the product to the customer, what was the team performance, what was the velocity of the team. Okay, all these things will be checked. Principles, time boxing. Okay, the start and end is fixed. Okay, progress is tracked via burn down, burn up charts or visual tools. Emphasis is more on transparency, predictability, and continuous improvement. Okay, very important. Okay, right. So when we talk about the agile way of working in this, you know, first of all, let's look at other framework which is called Kanban. Okay, let's quickly look at Kanban as well. Okay, so in agile way of working, we looked at, you know, that the feedback loop, I'm just drawing only three. So feedback loops is a continuous. Okay, so this is where, you know, continuous feedback loops are created and passed on. But in Kanban, what happens? It's a workflow. Okay, it's a workflow. Okay, so there are items listed, like, you know, you have product backlog. It's a workflow wherein you have to-do items. Out of these to-do items, team decides what to work on, that is work in progress, WIP it is called. So let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 items are there. So team picks up, let's say 1, 2, and 3. They start working on it. This is completed. To-do, work in progress, and completed. Now you set up a limit around work in progress. So work in progress only can have 3 items. So I picked up only 3 items from my to-do list. Okay, as the work finishes, so let's say I completed 1, I completed 2. So here 1 and 2 will shift. Now what will happen? My WIP limit is 3. So I'll pick up 4 and 5 here. So 4 and 5 here will come. Team will start working on this. As it finishes, they will pass it on here to complete it. It's a visual workflow which is created. Right? Okay. So this is Kanban way of working. Now let's look at Kanban. What happens? It is a flow-based continuous scheduling way of working, Kanban scheduling. No fixed iterations. It is driven by real-time demand. Okay. So I explained to you just now, visual workflow, to do, in progress, and completed. Provides, you know, visibly the status, how much work is pending. Okay. If you look at the graph, you know, what is completed, what is not completed can be visibly seen. And what is in progress also can be seen. Okay. So if there are more items which are not moving ahead, then there is a blockage. There is a bottleneck which we have to cater to. That immediately you can identify. Okay. Key practices, work in progress limits are set. So you set up limit on the work in progress, items which can be worked on in a point in time. Okay, planning, those are very important. Metrics, cycle time, lead time, and cumulative flow diagram. What do you mean by cycle time and lead time? Okay, let's look at what do you mean by cycle time and lead time. Okay, I'll give you a simple example here. Okay, what do you mean by cycle time and lead time? Let's say you want to buy a new car. Okay, so you go to a shop, look at the different options of the car and decide that this is the car which I want to buy. Okay, so here is a car showroom. Okay, you go here, place order and have a discussion, and then you place order for the car here, right? Now what will happen in internally, the representative from the car showroom will place order for the car in here. So all the processing will go on. Okay, now in here, the manufacturing, the internal process will receive the order, okay, and they will start creating the car. Though there might be iterative activities which will be there, shop floor we generally call, okay. The time which is required, this time which is required is a cycle time, because cycle time means it is repetitive. To create one car, this much of time is required. This is cycle time. Okay. The lead time. What do you mean by lead time? Lead time is the time at which you will receive your product. Lead time. Lead time. Please remember this. Okay. Very simple. Okay. Right. Okay. Cycle time and lead time. I'm just giving a short. We will revise that later on as well. Okay, scaled agile framework. Scaled agile framework is mainly used for large and complex multi-team projects. What do you mean by multi-team? If you remember in earlier sessions, we discussed about projects, program, and portfolio. So when agile is implemented at a high level, the projects or program or portfolio level, that is handled to scaled agile framework. Okay, scaled agile is used for that. You know, governance and strategic planning around this will be discussed. Okay, schedule levels, portfolio, I explained to you, program and team level. If you remember, the example I gave you was, you know, strategic example was automotive department, automatic organization has a existence in different, let's say, Tata's. Tata's have their cars also, they are into IT also, they are into many other consumers good also, right? So they are into automotive segment. They have a portfolio of automotives under which there are different programs, EV program, diesel vehicle program, or the petrol. Under EV, luxury variant, economy variant, like that, okay? So team level it is, or project level it is the agile way of working, or scrum way of working, or program level they might adapt to. So how this is shaped is discussed in SAFe, or what called scaled agile framework. The short form is SAFe. Okay.